When we encounter a tragic event, we may want to erase all memories of it. That is what some wanted to do with this building. Yet others saw the value in a place where people could come to heal and reflect. What resulted is a museum devoted to one of the darkest days in U.S. history, but a place that provides hope. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
OJ is something you might drink for breakfast, but for my friends at 31 Gifts, OJ means opportunity to join. And for this week only, it's free. You can get over $600 worth of great thermals, backpacks, and purses for free when you enroll this week during OJ Incentive Week. Just log on at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Paula, your independent 31 director, has a team that covers all parts of the Midwest. Get all the details and get over $600 in gifts. Just message Paula at my31bag.com. It's a historic point in American history, but many did not want to preserve it.
After the assassination, a lot of people here in Dallas wanted to tear down the building. It was a constant reminder of a tragic event and how it affected the city and the nation and the world.
Nicola Longford is executive director of what is today the 6th floor museum at Dealey Plaza.
Ever since the moment of the assassination, people flocked to Dealey Plaza and wanted to try and figure out exactly what happened and have an understanding of the historic site and try and come to grips with what happened.
Although people kept coming here, the fate of the Texas School Book Depository was still in question. By 1970, the building was vacant and Dallas County was able to purchase the property.
After much perseverance from strong community and civic leaders, it was turned into Dallas County administrative offices, and yet the 6th and 7th floors were still vacant.
The fate of the building had been secured, but there remained little to see here except the plaza itself.
Dealey Plaza hasn't changed very much at all since the 1970s. The historic site is almost virtually intact, which is remarkable since Dallas tends to destroy some of its historic structures. No, there wasn't very much in the way of interpretation.
Finally, in 1989, an exhibit was opened on the 6th floor, where Lee Harvey Oswald had stood watch over the plaza below on that fateful November day in 1963. The museum attracts thousands of visitors each year, but the way the museum tells its story is changing because the number of people under 50 years old who visit continues to increase. For them, this site is pure history, not personal memory. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.